Thank you, Pastor. It's a blessing to be here tonight in the service. Appreciate the service already, the good preaching we've heard tonight and also this afternoon. I praise the Lord for it, and I'm glad to be here tonight in the service. I thought as while Brother Rackley was preaching and the statement in Psalms 39 where the psalmist said, while I was musing, the fire burned, and then that would go back to the message Brother preached today. And the word muse, if you want to take away musing, which means thinking or meditating, you put the A before it and it becomes a muse. And so that takes away the meditation and the thinking. Amen? And that's what you preach tonight, brother. But if we could get back to musing, then we could get back to the fire. Amen. Well, I'm glad I'm here tonight. I need your prayers. Genesis chapter 22, verse number 1. And we read this familiar text to most of you. And I want to preach from it if God would help me tonight. It's the burden of my heart. And I trust the Lord will help us tonight. Genesis chapter 22, verse number 1. When you find your place, if you are able, I'd invite you to stand. By standing, we'll honor and reverence the reading of God's word. If you're able to, once we read these verses, to remain standing, we'll pray together. And I ask you that know the worth of prayer to pray for us that God would help us tonight. The Bible said in verse 1, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Father, thank you for the privilege to pray. Thank you, Lord, tonight for this, place that you have raised up and this pastor that you placed here. And thank you for these dear men of God that have preached to us today. And thank you for your presence and for the wonderful songs. And oh, thank you for the word of God that you preserve to this generation. Thank you for the portion you've directed my heart to tonight and bless us to read. I pray, Lord, you'd help me now as I endeavor to preach. For a few moments, hide me in the cross. Let me lose sight of myself and anoint me afresh and anew, Lord. Empower us, enable us, and permit us to preach the message that you won't proclaim tonight. May the word of God go forth
from these lips in the power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. Oh Lord, may it find lodging in our lives. May you deal with sinners and draw them to you tonight. May you feed the flock of God. May you encourage the saints. Lord, would you have your way among all of us tonight? Would you do for us what we're not able to do for ourselves? Have mercy and help us tonight. Above everything we ask, would you get glory to your worthy name? And oh God, what you'd be pleased to do in and through and for us. We'll thank you and praise you. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you so kindly for standing tonight. In verse number 3 of this text that we read tonight, the Bible says the place. In verse number 4, the Bible says the place. In verse number 9, the Bible says the place. In verse 14 of this text tonight, the Bible says that place. In verse number 9, the Bible said, and they came to the place. I want to preach tonight on have you come to the place? Have you come to the place tonight? Now, the Bible tells us as we begin to read tonight that after these things, the Lord did tempt Abraham. I suppose after these things could mention all of his life, or it could refer to the last chapter when in that chapter 21, my friend, it is packed full of events that took place in the life of Abraham. We know that Abraham is dwelling at Beersheba. Beersheba means the well of an oath. We know, my friend, that Abraham endeavors or feels like that he will stay here or he's found a resting place. For the Bible says that he plants a grove in Beersheba. And the Bible says that there he calls on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. The first time that the Lord's name is revealed in this such a fashion as the eternal one, as the one that although you think about him, my friend, you cannot contain him in your mind or thoughts. And my friend, though you try to imagine, my friend, how long or how much he exists, he is eternal or everlasting tonight. And it's here at Beersheba that the Lord tempts Abraham. The fence in Abraham's life, my friend, from chapter 21, the first part of the chapter, he's finally realized the promise that the Lord has made to him for many years. That is the promise of my friend Isaac, my friend, the promised child. He sends away Ishmael. My friend, he makes a covenant with Abimelech, that Philistine. And my friend, he settles in now at Beersheba. And yet, though he plants a grove and calls on the name of the Lord, my friend, the verse 34 reminds us that he's still a sojourner in the land of the Philistines. That is, he's still a stranger traveling through. The word sojourner simply means, my friend, that he travels with fear. That's what 1 Peter chapter 1, my friend, tells us in verse 17. We're to pass the time of our sojourning here in fear. And so here, my friend, is Abraham, and it looks like his life is arranged. He's got the promised child. And my friend, the Hagar and the child, my friend of disobedience or the child of the flesh has been sent away. Thank God he's come, my friend, to the right, a kind of, my friend, a respect of the Philistines at the well of the oath at Beersheba. That means he's going to stay on his side. They're going to stay on their side. Thank God. And the Philistine is a type of the world. And Abraham has got a right relationship with the world. He's not involved with them. They're on doing what they're doing. He's doing what he's doing. He's calling on the name of the Lord. Thank God. He realizes that he's just a traveler. traveler passing through and looks like his life could be set. What more could this man of faith do? What more, how can he believe God anymore? How is there any more obedience that God wants out of him? And yet, though Beersheba is a good place for him to dwell, and the grove has been raised up, and he's laid an altar there, and is talking to God, my friend, God speaks to Abraham about another place. Are you hearing me tonight? God speaks to him about another place. Oh, hear me, friend, tonight. I'm amazed that how God said, Abraham, I like the fact that you build a grove or an oak and that you are worshiping me and that you recognize me as the eternal Jehovah, the everlasting God. But Abraham, I want you to go to another place. How often our spirituality and in our Christian walk of faith do we reach plateaus or places that we feel like this is it? There's nothing else. We have obeyed God. We have believed God. We have walked with God. And surely Abraham at 130 year old now has done all he needs to do. But God said, Abraham, there's another place that I want you to get to. Abraham, there's another place that I desire you, my friend, to move to and to get to. Amen. I want to ask tonight, have you come to the place tonight? Of course, we know when the Lord tempted Abraham, he's not tempting him with evil. God cannot do that. He cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempts he any man. But it's a test. It's a trial of his faith. Amen. And the Lord speaks to Abraham, and Abraham makes himself available. When he hears the voice of God, he says, behold, here I am. Amen. So many times, if we're not careful, we'll reach a place in our life, thank God, that we feel like this is where we are always, and not even open to God's direction. Thank God, to that place that he may want us tonight. But Abraham, when God called his name, simply said, behold, here I am. I'm available. I'm listening. Thank God, I'm awaiting the next order. I don't know what it is you want now, Lord, but I am here at your disposal, ready to do what you want me to do. Amen. God help us. And over again, we should make ourselves available to God's will and God's word and God's work in our life. I feel like sometimes there are mountains that we have not yet climbed. There are things that we've not yet seen, simply because we reach a plateau in our Christian life and we say, here I am, and I'm not going any further. Hey, God, this is it for me. And close out any, my friend, a direction from God. When God says, I always want to take you a little higher. God says, I always want to get you a little closer to me. Hallelujah. There is greater depths and there is higher heights to go with God if we'll not shut him out. And my friend, but to make ourselves available unto him tonight. Amen. God help us tonight. And so, my friend, God then spoke to Abraham about a place. Verse 2, thank God, he tells him what he wants to do. Abraham's done, thank God, made himself available for whatever God wanted. He don't know what it is. In verse 1, he just heard God say, Abraham, and he said, here I am. Amen. Hallelujah. Now God tells him what he wants him to do. Take thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. Amen. Verse 3 said he rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Our text verse tonight said, and they came to the place which God had told him of. I'm simply asking tonight, have you come to the place, first of all, that's been spoken of? Are spoken, my friend, thank God, are revealed unto you. Amen. Somehow, though, Abraham had had somewhat of blessings and, my friend, relaxation in Beersheba one day. Thank God, it began to stir in his heart that there was something beyond Beersheba. Are you hearing me tonight? I'm amazed how God will move us from the place that we're at. Amen. It is amazing how we can be in a place and be comfortable and be satisfied. And all of a sudden, God will begin to move and work in our hearts. And it'll be like the eagle stirring up its nest. All of a sudden, it's not comfortable anymore. All of a sudden, we're not getting the pleasure and the enjoyment out of it as we once were, because God is beginning to speak to us about another place that he wants us to get to. Amen. Oh, God, help us tonight. Amen. Don't misunderstand my preaching tonight. I'm not talking about packing your bags and headed to another church. Amen. Are y'all listening to me tonight? Pastor R, ain't God a parishioner. I'm talking tonight about in the walk of faith and in the Christian life. My friend, we get to places in that Christian walk that we become so self-satisfied, and we become in our comfort zone, and we become so secure and relaxed in that sometimes God has to begin to stir up our nest, and God has to begin to help us realize how that there is more. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Bless his name tonight. And he begins to speak to us about that place. Amen. By the way, he said, go to the land of Moriah and offer Isaac there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. Amen. He spoke about it. He spoke of it. He did not specifically at this time let Abraham know where it was at, but it's by faith. Amen. And by the way, that's what he's doing, is exercising Abraham's faith. Thank God. Having Abraham all over again to believe him. Amen. Thank God. Are you hearing me tonight? We don't have saving faith to believe God again. Thank God, that's settled when we're born again. But we grow in this faith. God exercises our faith. God challenges our faith. And if God don't test and try our faith and cause us to trust him over and over again, our faith is weak. Amen. Thank God. But he puts it through the trial. Thank God. He demands obedience where we can grow, where we can be more like him. So the trial of our faith be much more precious than gold tried in the fire might be found unto praise and honor and glory at his appearing. If you got real faith, if you've got God's faith and the faith of God's elect, he'll try it. Hallelujah. He'll keep putting it through the fire. He'll keep testing it. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, bless his name. And this last trial of Abraham's life, and this last test of faith, and this last act of obedience, it's not unlike the first one when God said, get out of Ur, hey God, into the land that I shall show thee. Amen. And now let's get into the land of Moriah. He knew evidently something about the land. But the Lord said, there's a particular mountain which I will tell thee of. Amen. That's a place I want you. Amen. It is a place spoken of. Thank God. It is a place revealed. Oh, what is it, Abraham? It's a place of submission. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. It's a place of sacrifice. It's a place of obedience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he believed God enough, and he showed God enough that he trusted him, and God already called him his friend. Yeah, but he's working on that faith. He's getting into that place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you and I understand tonight that every time God moves us from that comfortable place to that place that he begins to speak to us about, that he begins to work in our heart about, that he's not doing it because he's against us. He's not doing it, my friend, because he's facetious, because he's toying with our emotions, because he wants to just see what he can do with us. There's always a plan. There's always something better. There's always something greater. He doesn't show you what that is, but he tells you there's a place. I'll speak to you about a place. Hey, Abraham, get out of here. Leave Beersheba. Leave the grove. You've been a worshiping there, but I want you to worship in that place. Amen. Hallelujah. Every once in a while, driving down the roads, you'll see 18-wheeler on the back. The 18-wheeler will have on Sunday attend the church of your choice. Just one thing wrong with that. Amen. You don't get to attend the church of your choice. You have to get to the place where God speaks to you about. There was a place God wanted Abraham to worship, Abraham to show obedience, Abraham to give sacrifice, amen, Abraham to submit to, amen. And it was a place spoken of, amen. Hallelujah. Well, what did Abraham do when the Lord spoke to him about it? Well, verse 3 said he rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, took two of his young men, took Isaac his son, clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went towards the place. He didn't know exactly where it is at, but he knew he couldn't stay where he is at. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He couldn't stay in Beersheba. There was no delay. There was no deliberation. There was no questioning God. There was no adding up the pluses and the minuses of it. This is what God had said do. And Abraham said, I've walked with him thus far since I was 75. I believe I can walk with him now. I believe I can trust him now. I believe I'll get to that place. Have you come to that place that he's spoken of in your life? Has lately, the last few weeks, the last few months, has there been an uneasiness? Has there been something stirring within inside of you that God is demanding you how to sacrifice, how to submit, and obey? Are you hearing me tonight? Amen. There's a place God wants to get you to get to where you can worship. Amen. I'll say this, friend, if we ever get to the place where we can't worship, we're out of business. I want to say this tonight as an evangelist goes round and round different places and preaches at different churches. I've found in my own life, thank God, if I'm not very careful, oh, I'll just preach. That's what's demanded out of me. That's what they call me to do. Amen. And so I can mount the pulpit and preach and walk away. But I'll tell you, I've done that. Thank God. A week in and week out. And forgot about worship. Thank God, and just preached. And I found out I died spiritually. I dried up. Amen. I lost my joy. I lost my victory. Because you've got to worship. Hey, and you can't worship when you're not at the place where God spoke to you about that he wants you to worship. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you are sitting at your Beersheba tonight. Thank God, sitting on the front pew, sitting on the second pew, still standing the same place in the choir, but it's not the same because God has demanded something out of your life. He spoke to you about a place you need to move to. He spoke to you about submission and sacrifice and obedience. Thank God. Oh, yes. You need to get there tonight. Have you come to the place, first of all, that was spoken of are revealed? Amen. If he's dealing with you about it tonight, the best thing to do is make yourself available and say, God, I may not understand where all you want me, what it is you want out of me, but I'm headed in that way, Lord. Amen. If it's somewhere in the land of Moriah, I'm headed that way, and I'll get to that. And when I get to that mountain, Lord, you'll let me know. But I'm telling you, Lord, I'm not delaying. I'm not arguing with you. I'm going with you tonight. Secondly, not only have you come to the place that was spoken of, but have you come to the place that is seen? As he journeyed, according to verse 3, thank God, unto the place which God had told him. Verse 4 said that on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Have you come to the place, first of all, that's been spoken of or spoken to you about or revealed to you? Secondly, have you come to the place that has been seen or realized? Amen. Oh, he went in that land of Moriah. He knew something about it. He just didn't know which mountain it was. But as he got, thank God, 3 days' journey out of Beersheba, he lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Amen. I don't know how he knew it was. I don't know what sign God showed him. I don't know if fire came down. I don't know if a glory cloud. I just know that when Abraham got close enough to see it, God said, that's it right there. Amen. Some of you need to move to the place that God has spoken to you about. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you had your life set. Some of you as teenagers, hey God, thought this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm going to do. But God's beginning to speak to you about a place he wants you tonight. Some others, hey God, have said, this is where I'm going to be. But God is beginning to speak to you about where he wants you tonight. Amen. Oh, and then tonight, you need to get to that place that he's spoken of. And then have you come to the place that's been seen? Some of you said, okay, Lord. Some said, I'll go. And then once God showed you the place, you've sort of reneged. Amen. You know where it's at. You know the place that God wants you to obey and to submit and to surrender. Amen. He showed you plainly. He spoke to you about it first. But as you followed him and yielded to him, now it's become crystal clear. He has let you realize, hey, God, where he wants you. That's it right there. Amen. And you're viewing it afar off tonight. And you say, I see it, but I can't ever get there. I see it, but I don't see me ever getting there. It's too far for me. It's too high for me. I can't climb that mountain and get to that place. Amen. The distance between where I'm at and where it is too great. Hallelujah. Bless his name. But I want to tell you, it's not just by accident that it was on the third day that Abraham saw the place. Hallelujah. Bless his name tonight. And though you may have seen the place, you feel in your flesh that it's not possible, and it's not in your flesh. you feel tonight. No strength. Ain't got to climb where you've got to climb to. You feel like no long distance runner. You feel like you can't cover the territory from where you're at to where it's at. But guess what? Hallelujah. It was on the third day when he saw the place. And though you can't do it in your strength, you can in the strength that comes to every child of God based on what took place on the third day. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank God. Oh, he died to save us, but he rose to justify us. Can I say to you tonight, that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, if it dwell in you, it'll quicken your mortal body. Thank God, unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. I can't climb. I can't run. I can't accomplish. You can in your flesh, but based on the power of his resurrection, based on the power that he gives to every believer, we are more than conquerors, and we can overcome, and we can get to the place. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, some of you are looking at the place tonight that God wants you, but it looks so far off. Hallelujah. But oh, for his power that'll work in you. Amen. Bless his name tonight. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Reference been made already tonight to the charismatic crowd. I call them the TBN crowd, California kids, whatever you want to call them tonight. Amen. They talk about the Spirit of God's available and all that goes with it, you know, and they only want that so they can jabber, so they can heal somebody. Amen. So they can water the floor and get rich. Amen. But the purpose of the power of the Holy Spirit in our life is to equip us, is to enable us, and to empower us to do the job, thank God, to get to the place that God has spoke to us about and that we have seen. Hallelujah. And it's impossible for us to make the climb or to make the journey. Hallelujah. My Lord, how can I take my only son and go up that mountain and lay him on the altar and offer him for a burnt offering? You can because of the Spirit of God that is within you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And in the Christian life, a constant giving over, giving up, surrendering, submitting, and sacrificing what we hold most dear and precious to us and giving it to God. Anybody listening tonight? Hallelujah. Have you come to the place? That's what I'm asking tonight. Have you come to the place that's been spoken of? Three times I will tell thee of. I have told of. Have you come to the place that's seen? In verse 4, he lifted up his eyes and saw the place. Amen. Then I want to say tonight, have you come to the place not only that he has spoken of, but have you come to the place of supply? Amen. Now he sees the place afar off. Amen. And he says to the servants, abide here with the ass, and I am the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Took the wood of the burnt offering, laid it on Isaac, took the fire in his hand, a knife, and they went together, climbs the hill. Amen. Climbs the mountain, gets into that place. Hallelujah. Oh, that place. That place. That won't be the last time this place is mentioned. Woo, I'm ahead of myself. Hallelujah. Amen. But the New Testament said when they came to the place, it's that same place. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God. He climbs that mountain. Here's Isaac. Isaac's been with him before. He knows about this sacrifice and been. And he says, Father. And he says, here am I. Hallelujah. He don't say, here I am. He says, here am I. Here I am means you're available. Here am I means I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm at the place where I'm supposed to be. Amen. Thank God, Isaac, here am I. I'm available to you, son. He said, Father, this is something I don't understand. We got the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb. And they went, both of them together. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Somewhere between that talk with Isaac about God providing himself a lamb, he talked to Isaac about him being the sacrifice and what God had put in his heart. And when they got there to that altar, Isaac willingly let him bind him. Hey, Isaac laid down on that altar and said, Dad, if that's what God said, go ahead. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. And so when he laid him on there, and you know the story well, I don't mean to keep going over it tonight. Your Bible readers and fellows have preached on it so many times, but I am talking about when have you come to the place tonight? And it wasn't only a place spoken of and a place seen, but now it becomes a place of supply for what he drew. Thank God, or stretched forth his hand with that knife to take Isaac's life. The angel of the Lord said, Abraham, Abraham. And Abraham again said, here am I. Amen. Here I am in Beersheba, but here am I at the place. Hallelujah. Here am I am at Beersheba making myself available, but here am I at the place at Moriah where you told me to get. I'm not just talking about availability anymore. I'm talking about, hey, God, doing what you said do. Many of us have cried, here I am, but many of us can't cry, here am I. Amen. And he said, don't slay him. Amen. And Abraham lifted up his eyes. Hallelujah. Amen. Couldn't see the mountain from Beersheba, but when he got there 3 days out, he lifted up his eyes and saw the place. Couldn't see the ram caught in the thicket until he laid Isaac on the altar. But when he laid him on the altar, he lifted up his eyes and saw the ram caught in the thicket. Hallelujah. Now we can argue all night about when the ram got there. Amen. I believe it was there before they got there. What do you think? Amen. That's right. God never has to scramble around trying to do. He is already there. Abraham just couldn't see him until he laid his Isaac on the altar. Amen. And you can't see the Lamb. You can't see him in salvation till you lay yourself down. You can't see him in service till you lay yourself down. You can't see him in sacrifice till you lay your Isaac on the altar. Then you can see what God has provided. So this place spoken of, this place seen, now became a place of supply. For Abraham went over there and got that ram, amen, and took it back over there where Isaac was and cut Isaac loose and offered the ram for the burnt offering instead of his son. And verse 14 said, and Abraham called the name of that place. What is it? It's a place of supply. Jehovah Jireh, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. God will provide. If you'll follow God in the place he's spoken of, if you'll follow God in the place that he's let you see or realize, then thank God you'll come to that place where it'll be a place of supply. Amen. Down yonder, thank God, 3 days out of Beersheba, when he saw the place afar off, when he looked at it, it is a place of sacrifice. Amen. But when he got up there, where it is that, and laid Isaac on the altar, it no longer was a place of sacrifice. It was a place of supply. Amen. From his vantage point afar off 3 days out, it is a place, thank God, of death. But when he offered, laid Isaac on the altar and saw the ram and let Isaac go free, it is a place of life. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Amen. So many of us dread offering what God says offer, giving what God says to give, doing what God says. But if we could ever see what's beyond, hey God, of the sacrifice and the suffering and the sorrow, we realize it's a place of supply. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. I believe it tonight, don't you? Amen. Now the Lord had promised Abraham or let him see a lot of things since he come out of Ur of the Chaldees. He showed him the sand of the sea and said, this is your seed, which was earthly. Then he showed him the stars of heaven and said, there's your seed, which was heavenly. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo. And he'd just seen the birth of Isaac and he'd just seen Ishmael go away. Are you hearing me, friend? God said, you get up to this on this mountain in this place and I'll let you see something you have not seen yet. Amen. And Jesus said these words in John 8 and 58. Verily, verily, I say unto you, amen. Well, let me back up. Verse 56, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Help me when I get through. If I've missed it here, somehow I feel like, thank God when Abraham went over there and pulled that ram that was caught in the thicket by his horns. Amen. By the way, the horns was the only thing on that lamb that he could have got caught by and not be marred. Amen. Hallelujah. If he'd been caught by the leg or anything else, it had marred him, but the horns didn't make any difference. Thank God. And he had his head stuck in that thicket. Thank God. And Abraham pulled him out, an unblemished ram. Thank God. And holding that ram in his arms, hallelujah, he walked back across over there and seen Isaac and said, instead of Isaac, it's the ram. Hallelujah. Woo! And he said, oh, it is true. God will provide himself a lamb. It ain't just going to be for Isaac, but God himself. Hey, God is going to offer himself in the place of mankind. What in the world was y'all singing tonight before I got up? His life for mine instead of Isaac, instead of me, instead of you. That was him. Hallelujah. Hey, God, he offered instead of us. Hallelujah. Woo! And Abraham got to shouting because he saw the Lord's day. He saw that day when the Lamb of God would take away the sin of the world. He was glad. Woo! What's the matter with Abraham? Nothing. Hey, there ain't nothing the matter with you. If you're glad, if you saw his day, if you saw his life for mine and instead of you, it'll make you glad tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And Abraham said, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will supply. The Lord will provide. And the place revealed and realized became now a place of reward. What looks like sacrifice and suffering on our part, amen, and submission will turn out to supply and reward and gladness. If I might, Pastor, just one more thing and I'm through. Hallelujah. Come over that mountain saying, young men, servants, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Woo! Something took place between God and me and Isaac and God, but something else is going to take place. Woo! Hallelujah! Oh! The Lamb of God, the Savior of the world, going to lay his life down. Hallelujah. Amen. He must have had some idea before he got there, because in verse 5 he said, I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again. Hebrews said he received him in a figure. He said, now God fixes one all the promises is in. And if I'm going to have seed, sand of the sea and stars of heaven, and if the Messiah is going to come through this boy, if I lay him on the altar, you're going to have to get him up. Amen. Because you done made too many promises. Thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, he's a God that keeps his promises tonight. And so he does go up there and he does offer. In our text, the Bible said in verse 13, he offers the ram as a burnt offering instead of his son. But verse 19 said, Abraham returned unto his young men. And they rose up and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. Well, where's Isaac? Didn't say Abraham and Isaac. Said just Abraham. And the young men went back to Beersheba. Verse 23, Sarah dies, Abraham's wife, Isaac's mother. Abraham bears her, but there's never a mention about Isaac in chapter 23. Last time we see him is bound on the altar. That's the last time. And Abraham going to get the ram and offer him instead. Chapter 24 opens up, and Abraham's talking to the eldest servant, but we don't see Isaac, but we know he's in the picture somewhere. We know he's alive. Amen. We just don't see him. Thank God. And the eldest servant's going out yonder to get him a bride and fetch him a bride. Amen. Oh, Lord. They're talking about him, but we don't see him. Amen. Hallelujah. But when the eldest servant gets that bride, thank God, from the far country and heads back to the house, thank God, as they're riding that camel train and they cross that last hill, well, bless his name. Thank God, Miss Rebecca says, as she looks out across the field, somebody walking in the field, meditating in the evening, and she said to the servant, who is that? He said, that's the master. That's the bridegroom. That's the one I was telling you about when I asked you, did you want to go? And she let off the camel and ran to meet him. Oh. Woo! The last time the world seen him, he is hanging on an old Roman cross and a rugged tree. Thank God, and they took his body down and wrapped it in clothes and laid it in Joseph's new tomb. Thank God, the world said he's dead, but you and I know he's alive. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There was a death of a nation. Amen. Oh, their house was left to them desolate. And we don't see the Lord at all. But we know he's alive because we're preaching. And the Holy Ghost is, thank God, getting him a bride. Seeking him out a bride. Hallelujah. And one golden daybreak, he's going to step out on the clouds of glory. And when he does, the bride will rise to meet him in the air. Woo! And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Woo! Amen. Have you come to the place?